This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Barack Obama and John McCain are hunting for votes in big battleground states. Lately, it seems they've been tracing each other's paths across the electoral map. Yesterday, they focused on a pair of states that have gone Republican twice in a row. McCain was in Missouri. Obama was in Florida. We have two reports, first with Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign.
Barack Obama held two events in the hotly contested Sunshine State Monday. At each, there was a very special guest, or more. In Tampa, the town has baseball fever. Barely 12 hours earlier, the once lowly Tampa Bay Rays had clinched a trip to their first World Series. So how do you get crazed fans to think about politics on the morning after? Well, you hold the rally on a baseball diamond, and
to introduce the next president of the United States, please welcome American League champs, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Six members of the team took to the stage, including star outfielder Fernando Perez, who made a pitch for early voting, which started yesterday in Florida.
Barack Obama can win this election. But he can't do it without your help.
Obama made his entrance, exchanging hugs and high fives with the players.
So when you see a White Sox fan showing love to the Rays, and the Rays showing some love back, you know we're on to something right here.
Later in the day, it was another rally at twilight with 50,000 people in Orlando. The guests this time?
Thank you. Thank you, Orlando.
Senator Hillary Clinton making her first joint appearance with Obama since July. During the primaries, Clinton was very popular among working-class voters and senior citizens. Florida has lots of each. She reached out to those who once backed her candidacy.
If you make phone calls for me, make them for Barack. If you walk streets for me, make them for Barack. If you talk to your friends and your neighbors, do it again for Barack. We cannot risk four more years of the same failed Republican policies.
Today, Obama continues to work Florida with events in Palm Beach and Miami. Don Gagne, NPR News.